Well, you have to get your piece of inner tube and you have to strip it down to the right size. Then right on top of your oleander thing, you'd make a little groove with your knife. Because oleander, the skin would peel off pretty. And then you'd overlap that thing like in this manner tight, and you'd take a piece of string and tie it. Then you'd have to measure to see it was straight. And the shoe leather, you know, the tongue on your shoe there, that was the thing that you'd have at the end to put whatever you were going to use to throw with, a piece of iron or marble. Marble was the best.
Yeah.
The best they had. And man, some of them guys would go out there at 50 feet, they could knock a flea off the fence with them things. Everybody had a nigger shooter. Because when you get in the fight, the nigger shooter come in handy too. You know, you could hit the other guy with a marble upside the head or something. He'd remember that you take you nothing off of him.
Yeah.
That's what we had.
Okay. Now, the things that you would get on and they would, you know, they'd be stuck on the stall on the ground, one person would get on one end and one on the other.
Seesaw, yeah.
Get
something
on.
Like a seesaw.
Yeah.
We had them little things. Most of put them on a round, anything that was round, so you'd balance yourself on it and try to knock the other guy off, you know. That's one game. We played some of that.
The ones that would go around?
No. The part that was sitting on, this thing was round. So it would do this and it would roll if you go forward or roll if you go back and roll off the board, you know.
Oh.
Made it round, so you had a better shot at it than having it stationary. It would just roll around in the yard.
Yeah. Did you ever see the ones that would go around? Those things that go around like this, they'd be set on something and then turn around. You know, they'd have a stob in the middle and they would go around the stob.
It's like having a park today, I guess, something that you're talking about, something like that.
That
came in later when we were at school. At school they had things like that.
Okay. Something you tie to a tree, of course.
Jump rope. Everybody played that.
Yeah.
That was a good game.
And like...
You start 6 inches and pull up the rope and then jump, see how high you could jump, things like that. That's most of the games you played it because all the games you had. You have to make your own games, in other words.
Did you ever tie a rope to the tree and make a... something you could get on and...
A swing?
Yeah.
Well, everybody had a swing too. And usually your swings were tied way up on a good limb. And you'd get... at that time you had an old rubber tire. You'd tie the tire and then sit in the tire and then it would get the chance to push you up and down. Everybody had that swing under there. And the swing, you had a little plank, a little board under between the two. The swing would come down this way, like that. And you had a little board with two V's. Sit right in there, you'd sit on that swing.
Okay.
All the kids had that.
Now, what you put in the gun, you call them shells in a rifle you put what? In a gun you put?
In a gun you have, well, you see a shell, gun shell.
Okay, or in a rifle they call them cartridges.
You know, when they used to load their own rifle?
Yeah.
Well, that was something like a ball bearing to me, or something of that similar. And that was your shot. And you put your powder first, you pack the powder, and you drop that shot in there. And then you wad it. You know, and then they got...
You know a lot of that old gun.
Oh, yeah. They're good with that gun. You know, from at 200 yards there, I shoot guns there, but I got high-powered rifles.
Uh-huh.
With scope and everything. Them old time they ain't no scope either. When they call it Kentucky rifling, and they switch that thing over and knock them up. Whatever they were shooting at, 200 yards away, without even a scope. Today, I'll shoot something 200 yards, I'll miss it by 20 feet.
Uh-huh.
But they had their livelihood depending on how good a shot they were, how good of a fisherman they were, how good of a trapper they were. So they had to be more or less experts in their field, or very good at it. The weather, for instance, I remember my daddy, time and time again, would get out in the morning, you know, when it got cloudy and all that, they didn't have weather. We'd look up in the air and see a certain type of bird flying around. It could tell you, oh, bad weather. Which today you see why it's so, because we studied all that. First of all, you have what they call a frigate bird or a man-o-war bird. I'm sure you know what they are. You very seldom see man-o-war birds. A big black bird, and they're already about 10 feet from wing tip to wing, a man of war bird is what they are, or frigate. You see pictures, and they got a VT. When you see those, they used to see those birds flying over the island,